In Greece, people are dealing with a different kind of crisis. Public transit workers in Athens began a 48-hour strike today. Workers at archaeological sites are also on strike, and taxi drivers are set to walk out tomorrow. It's all to protest deep austerity measures taken by the Greek government. It's been slashing wages and raising taxes to qualify for more bailout money from the European Union. Greece is drowning in debt, and it needs help to keep from going under. But the cutbacks are putting a huge strain on Greek families. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Magoula, a small town just outside Athens.
At a local activity center, kids are learning a fundamental rule. Look to the right, look to the left, and then look to the right again before you cross the street. Teacher Anastasia Lazaru asked them if they should ever cross without looking. No, say the kids. Lazaru trained as a nurse and as a photographer, but she couldn't find work. She saw this job listed at a local unemployment center and thought she'd try it. Given the state of things in Greece right now, I ask if she's just happy to be working at all. No, I don't feel happy, Lazaru says. I feel safe. But for the kind of times we're living in, that's enough. I ask her how she's paying her bills. You mean how I'm not paying my bills? Lazaru jokes. My cell phone company just called to remind me I haven't paid them. The other teacher here is Lazaru's husband, Yorgos Mandas. When they started a little more than a year ago, each made close to $1,200 a month. Now, Mandas says, they're earning about $850 apiece.
It's not enough to live because all things are expensive. Things get more expensive every day.
Mandas and Lazaru say they've cut entertainment from their budget. No more drinks and meals out with friends. Mandas says he might even try to give up his $7-a-day cigarette habit. Gas prices keep rising, they tell me, and they had a long commute. So they moved in with Lazaru's mother. Her house is much closer to work. Lazaru shows me around the house. Her brother and his fiancé are also living here, and so are two chickens. Lazaru's mother, Meletia Adam, sells some of the eggs and eats the rest. Not so much because of the economy, she tells me, but because she likes fresh food. In fact, Adam says she's sick of the media's constant doom and gloom portrayals. Greece's financial problems don't concern me, Adam says. I'm not going to discuss it. Still, just in case this little thing called a crisis, as she calls it, grows bigger, she's urging her kids to farm a plot of land she owns outside of town. Adam's ex-husband has caught the cultivation bug as well. Petros Lazaru worked for more than 30 years as a machinist in a cement factory. He's now retired on a pension, and like many, he's seen that pension slashed in recent months. You understand, Lazaru says, I need to help my family as much as I can, as much as I can endure. This summer, I grew cucumbers, tomatoes, and peppers in my courtyard, he says. I didn't buy anything from the market. Lazaru says the economic crisis is putting a huge strain on families. It used to be that when you had a problem, you went to a friend or relative, he says. You asked for a loan, and you paid them back. Now who are you going to ask? Everyone's going through the same crisis.
The main deficit now concerns hope.
That's Yanis Varoufakis, an economist at the University of Athens. He says that the Greek family traditionally centered on three generations, grandparents, parents, and grandchildren. That unit, he says, functioned in lieu of a welfare state, pooling resources and helping those members who needed it. But Varoufakis says this crisis is undoing those bonds.
We have a social implosion as a result of the fact that all three generations have lost their jobs, have lost their pensions, have lost their income, and they're finding it very difficult, almost impossible, to support one another.
Back at the Magoula Activity Center, Yorgos Mandas and Anastasia Lazaru say goodbye to the kids. They say they want kids of their own, and they've decided to start trying, even though the times are bad. But they also say they might move to Australia, where Mandas' brother lives. If they do go, Mandas tells me, it will be with only half a heart. The other part, he says, will always remain here. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Magoula, Greece.